A prominent Southeast Alaska artist and his wife are missing, and no one has seen them since September. Eric Beeler of Pelican was known for his distinctive wood engravings that depicted wilderness scenes in the Taugus National Forest. Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk reports on the unusual story of Beeler's disappearance.
When Eric Beeler and his wife Pam hadn't returned from their summer cabin by early October, two of their friends took a boat out to look for them. The Beeler spot is way out there. It's at a place called Jacobi Island on the outer coast of Southeast Alaska. At the cabin, there was no sign of the couple, just a box and a note from the Beelers saying they'd killed themselves and gone to great lengths to hide their bodies. A search by the Alaska State Troopers has now been suspended. Jonathan Taylor is a trooper spokesman.
We have not found any evidence or indication as to where they might be. And given the very clear nature of the notes that were left behind, it seemed apparent that we might not actually be able to find them.
The Beelers were both 58. Eric was renowned in Southeast Alaska for his wood engravings. The intricate form requires artists to cut away the surface of a wood block, leaving a design that gets inked and run through a printing press. Eugene Solovyov runs a gallery in Sitka that sold thousands of Beeler's prints to tourists and locals alike.
It was a super detailed, kind of old-style wood engraving process, but it was taken to the local landscape, and people really appreciated the detail, the imagination.
The prints, which usually cost less than $100, reflected the rugged landscape of Beeler's home, its oceans and forests, along with the occasional person or boat. Over time, Beeler became the Sitka Gallery's most popular artist. But when he and the owner met more than two decades ago, the gallery had just opened.
He actually just walked through the door. And, I was still looking for new artists. There was lots of space. And, you know, I immediately fell in love with what he did. And, yeah, it was just a wonderful relationship between the artist and the gallery owner. But it became a friendship.
The Beelers live near the tiny fishing village of Pelican, in an even tinier settlement 4 miles from town. Friends describe them as self-reliant naturalists. For a while, they owned a horse and kept sheep for the wool, and they raised chickens and gardened, using manure and seaweed for fertilizer. Eric Beeler built boats out of locally harvested cedar and spruce. Pam knitted and wove and made clothing.
They complemented each other extremely well. One other thing I'd like to mention, they were one day apart in life. They actually were born same year, separated by about a half a day.
But Pam Beeler had multiple sclerosis, and her health was slowly deteriorating. The Beelers had told some friends and family that they would both end their lives when Pam's health declined, according to a trooper's investigation. But others said they did not expect them to do that so soon, and some said they had no idea about the plan. The Beelers' handwritten wills were identical, and they left their land, home, boats, and money to a wilderness fund run by the Sitka Conservation Society. Their intent was, quote, to help protect this land that I so love. At the couple's summer cabin and home near Pelican, they left letters and packages for family and friends, along with cash to mail them. All their artwork went to Solovyov.
I haven't received all of it yet. They're probably just holding on to it for now while everything gets settled. But there were a couple of boxes already sent to me right after their deaths, because those were just direct gifts with my name on the boxes. And yeah, I've kept a little bit. I've given some away.
The Beelers said in their note that they took their dog, Truffles, along with them. But they set their chickens free. The Conservation Society, meanwhile, has opened a court case in Sitka to establish the Beelers' deaths, since right now they're still listed as missing. That case is still pending. If you or someone you know is thinking about suicide or hurting yourself, call the care line at 877-266-HELP or seek help from a medical professional. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.